This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So tragic, tragic day as 12 people have been killed and 13, if you include the shooter, when an ex-Marine, 28-year-old Ian Long, opened fire at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks on Wednesday evening during college night. Multiple casualties, and he killed himself. He had done so after he had shot a cop, killed a cop, hurled smoke grenades onto the dance floor. From what I understand, he used a Glock, and it's just, horrified. There's no place that's safe. There's no place that's dangerous. No place that's safe. You can't even use those descriptors anymore with the kind of BS that we're seeing right now. It's so tragic. So, Ian Long, 28 years old, apparently had been cleared by mental health experts, we're being told, after an incident in his home occurred last April. He killed 11 people inside the bar, and then one of the first cops on the scene. And from what I understand, I believe this cop was a sheriff, and he was one day away from retirement. Still, we don't have a motive. But neighbors say that he was known to suffer from PTSD. He served in the Marines for 5 years between the years 2008 and 2013. He had been awarded 10 medals and toured Afghanistan, we're being told. Now, survivors from the shooting said he looked like he knew what he was doing, as he repeatedly fired his Glock 45. Dozens ran for, and from what we understand, he had purchased this and it was a legal arm. People had to run for their lives. They tried to hide behind pool tables, used bar stools to shatter windows to escape, and he just kept firing, throwing smoke grenades. They say the first police officers arrived at the scene 3 minutes later. Long shot one of them multiple times before shooting himself. By the time SWAT arrived, he was dead. His body was found in an office inside the bar. The sheriff's sergeant, who was shot later, died in the hospital. His name was Ron Helis, a 29-year veteran. So 13 people dead. Apparently what happened is in April of this year, deputies were called to his home. There were, I guess, reports of a disturbance, according to Daily Mail. He was, quote, acting irrationally and was irate. So police called in their mental health specialist. They cleared him, deciding against having him committed, and then left him at the home. So it's unclear, all right, if he had bought it after the April incident or before. He had no real criminal history except a minor traffic infraction. And he had served in the Marine Corps for 5 years, between 2008 and 2013, did tour Afghanistan. And so, in terms of his rank, he climbed to the rank of corporal before he left the armed forces. He had been awarded numerous awards, Navy, commendations, combat action ribbon, Marine Corps good conduct, sea service deployment ribbons, and a spokesperson for the Marines declined to give information surrounding his discharge, but they told Daily Mail that they were bound by privacy laws and unable to reveal what prompted him to leave. So he did leave the Marines, and then he took a job with California State University Northridge, and then he attended classes as a student. He worked as an athletic trainer. And, so what is, what do we have an underlying theme? He looks like he was a Dodgers fan. What I think is so frustrating and something that we just can't conceptualize is you have people that we are working out next to at the gym, sitting next to at a Dodger game, sitting next to in class in college. And they may be a future mass murderer. And I run into odd people all the time. I mean, you can't call it every time. You know what? You look odd. You may be the next mass shooter, mass murderer. So we really don't know. I don't think anybody knows how to manage a situation like this. There was a domestic disturbance. He never really had a criminal history. Was he drunk? Did he do drugs? You know how many people get drunk? You know how many people do drugs? You know how many people have a bad day and they go off? Which of those people are going to become, the next mass shooter? So, apparently, this was college night. According to survivors, Long, dressed in all black, he wore a baseball cap, sunglasses, and a mask covering the bottom part of his face. He walked up to the entrance of the bar, shot the bouncer before making his way into the venue. Then he shot a young female cashier. Then he threw smoke grenades onto the dance floor, then led off rounds into the crowd. Survivors described that he carried out the attack with careful precision and said he had perfect form when shooting. Now, this bar is really popular with kids because it allows under 21s on Wednesday nights. So those who aren't old enough to drink get these black X's stamped on their hands. And so they get, mocktails or whatever. Pepperdine University confirmed on Thursday that some of its students were among those in the bar. It's unclear if they were among those killed. And I had gotten an alert from local Fox 5 in Las Vegas that some of the victims were actually at the Harvest 91 festival last October in Las Vegas. I mean, these are people that I don't think can ever recover from, just trying to enjoy yourself at 11:20 on a Wednesday night. Who would think they would be at risk? The university has determined that multiple Pepperdine students were on site at Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. The university is now working to identify and provide support to those students. So, I learned, with my father being in the military, anytime you walk into a establishment, whether you're just going, to grab a burger or a convenience store, you make yourself very aware of every single exit and make yourself aware of where you can hide. And anytime you walk into a location, you have a plan in place. You just always do. And not that that would, ideally save, ultimately save everyone's lives, but we live in a world where we have some real sick psychos out there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as you guys know, I teach at Toro University of Nevada in Henderson, Nevada. Henderson, Nevada, for those of you guys not really familiar with Southwest part of town. Henderson is a really interesting city because you would think it would live in the shadow of Las Vegas. You know, you have Las Vegas. It's like, Golden Knights, the Strip, and the hotels, and the resorts. And then you have Henderson. Henderson's like a city southeast to it. And it's, many people when Henderson had been around forever, you know, would wonder, how do Henderson folk, you know, take the whole Las Vegas Strip, you know, idea, living, you know, near, you know, the city of glitter. And a lot of people that worked back in, you know, multiple decades ago, you know, on the resort corridor, they would live in Henderson, really nice town, seems to get a lot more rain than other parts of Vegas. I just noticed, you know, because I work there. But it's real. It's a fantastic town, fantastic people, and it kind of has a small town feel. You're looking at Las Vegas, which is going to be close to, like, what, 3 million people within the next decade. And then you have Henderson, which is a small town. You got Green Valley, which is a suburb. Really nice, very pretty. And I kind of live on the west side. You know, I live on the west side of town, so I drive a lot and I commute and I complain about it all the time. And maybe I will consider moving. But, you know, for those of you guys that kind of want to live near, you know, a nice big city and glitter, but you don't want to have big city feel, you know, Henderson is pretty damn cool. So anyway, so my university that I teach at is there. And I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, you can barely teach us adults, you know, what we need to know in medicine, and you're actually teaching students. Yeah, I do. But the one thing I teach students is communications. I teach them how to communicate. Sometimes a cuss word slips out, but for the most part, no, I teach them how to communicate with patients. I teach them how to do their notes, how to document, how to ask patients sensitive things, and how to do certain exams, and then, certain subjects. Usually the gynecological subjects I kind of handle, because I probably at the university have been to the gynecologist more than any other faculty combined. So, it's nice. It's great. You know, one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. But what I did is, I needed to shake things up a little bit. Okay. You know, when I give lectures, I don't like them to be boring. And I know some of you are like, well, you sure as hell, you know, need to follow that premise when you do a radio show. Leave me alone. My show is not boring, but maybe some days it is. But when it comes to class, I mean, you know, some of the material could be really dry. And so I think when you teach, you need to be not only hands-on, but you need to also be visual. There are some people that learn by just reading a paragraph. And they can read that paragraph and they get it. I don't. Don't give me a paragraph and expect me to learn it. You know, I bring up WikiHow a lot on this show, and I think the reason why is I really like the pictures. I like how something is explained and you could see it, but sometimes that's just two-dimensional. Sometimes people need three-dimensional. So what I decided to do, and I've done this before with actors, but I decided to bring my son to be the patient, and I would kind of demonstrate how you would talk to the patient, and then how you'd examine the patient. Okay? And my son is pretty easy because, you know, he's my son. So I could smack him around a little bit. You know, I change that boy's diapers. So if I need to, you know, press on his tummy or press on his shoulder or whatever, you know, there's no barrier. Yet, you know, with a stranger, it's tough. So I could show the students how, you know, easy it is that there could be a flow to the exam. Now, my son, you would think would be embarrassed as hell. Okay? Because he knows how his mama is. And he also knows that his mama is pretty, well, first of all, there's a lot of things wrong with me. Okay, one is I always go, dee! Okay, that drives me crazy. Number two is I call him Cupcake Tushy. And he, you know, really doesn't like to be called Cupcake Tushy in public. He doesn't even like to be called in private. He really doesn't understand what a Cupcake Tushy is. I don't either. I don't think I've ever defined what Cupcake Tushy is, but I call him Tushy, and I call him Cupcake. So it just makes sense to call him Cupcake Tushy. Does it really have to have logic or, you know, some scientific reasoning behind it? But my students, you know, when I'm not around my kids, I'm very motherly to my students. Now, I do not call my students Cupcake Tushy. I think that's against the law. But I do baby the students, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, it's my baby's day. So what I think that was very interesting, and I don't want to waste you guys' time. I know you guys, there's a lot of medical news, but in case any of you guys have to teach or make a point across or something, the key to any successful teaching or marketing or convincing somebody to listen to you is the art of engagement. I always talk about the three E's. You got to engage somebody. Then once you engage them, you can educate them, and then you can enlist them. You know, I've used the three E's most of my life, and I didn't realize I was using them. And then I finally wrote an article on it. I'm like, oh, it's the three E's. It's like, for example, I have a patient, let's say, comes in who is 55. Dad had colon cancer. He has some blood in his stool. So I want him to get a colonoscopy, and he's like, oh, hell no. I am never getting colonoscopy. Alright? Now, I have to make some life-saving recommendations to this guy who said there is no way in hell he's getting a colonoscopy. So I have to engage him. So how do I engage him? Well, I find common ground and show that I understand why he doesn't want to get a colonoscopy. I go, it's embarrassing, huh? I had a colonoscopy. I was embarrassed, man. You know, it took a lot more shaving than I expected I needed to do as a woman. And then I'm lying there, and I'm looking around, and I, you know, am following the scope while waiting for the anesthesiologist to give me my anesthesia. And I'm sitting there, tushy covered, and I'm looking at this little baby gauze, and it has a little baby drop of lubricant for like a 6-foot hose. I was furious. I start to scream, yell, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I tell my patients about, you know, the time I didn't like that my scope was going to be under lubricated. And he's listening. I get him to listen. Okay, so, boom, he's engaged. Okay, the wall's down. Then, and this isn't manipulation. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to show him that I'm on the same page. But then I got to educate him. And then I say, look, all right, the problem is your dad had colon cancer. You have blood in the stool. How else are we going to be able to go and make sure that you don't have colon cancer, too? We don't have any other tests. Yeah, maybe there's some CAT scans we could do or whatever, but the best test to see if you have colon cancer is a colonoscopy. Other things could be causing the blood in the stool. Maybe it's a hemorrhoid or whatever. But, you know, the only way to tell that is to look. Boom. That's my education. Then enlist. So now that I engaged him, I educated him. I'm like, so look, can you at least talk to the specialist, the gastroenterologist, talk to him about your symptoms, and look into the options? Can you, you know, at least make that appointment? Because I won't be able to stop the bleeding in your stool if we can't see where it's coming from. Boom. And he goes. So the three E's on somebody who you think is the most, they should be doing the three E's in Congress. So students are tired. I got to teach them some boring material, so I brought in my son. So my son is now the patient. Now, you see the students nervous because they're like, oh, no. If she acts with her son the way she acts with us, you know, he's going to, you know, kill himself, you know, and I, you know, put that whole idea to rest because I did. I go, oh, there's my baby day. Look at the day. Little cupcake tushy. So I did that. And, you know, my son was fine with it. I go, did I embarrass you? He's like, no, I'm so used to it. It's totally fine. So I didn't really embarrass him, or he didn't admit that. And the students were like, oh, he's fine. But he got me back. So when you interview a patient, you have to ask past medical history, any past surgeries, you know, not if you ask about what their problem is, but you got to kind of go, you know, deeper into their past. And so when I ask him about his family history, I go, all right, you know, so tell me about your mom, because I pretended to be the doctor. And it's like, my mom, she's crazy. She's all right, tell me about your dad. Oh, my dad's cool. All right, tell me about your brother. and then he, you know, said, the brother, you know, is like, you know, like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, like mom. So he was able to kind of, and so, you know, the students are trying to learn, right? You know, how to take history and all that or whatever. And I'm really proud of my son, who, you know, is my little tickly tushy. My son, he kind of, you know, helped engage, and I was really impressed that he had some comedic timing. This kid, sometimes he blows my mind. But, I noticed that maybe the students didn't learn, you know, how to perform cardiothoracic surgery that day, but they learned something. And so, you know, if you guys have trouble, conveying certain things or ideas or whatever, I mean, people put up walls or you think they're bored or, you know, they just tune you out. Sometimes just do something completely different and off the wall, and you'll at least engage it. And once you engage them, you got that conduit. Right into the brain. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning about the gunman in last night's mass shooting at a Southern California bar that left 12 people dead before the gunman took his own life.
The suspect was identified as Ian David Long. He was 28 years old.
Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean saying deputies were called to Long's home once for a domestic disturbance. They say Long was a Marine veteran, but they haven't positively determined whether he had PTSD, as some neighbors claim he did. Among the 12 people he shot and killed, a 29-year veteran sheriff's deputy. President Trump orders flags flown at half-staff in honor of the victims. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg falling in her office last night, now at a hospital in Washington, D.C. They say she's suffering from at least 3 broken ribs, but she's expected to recover. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
So many of you heard that Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, boy, has this just sparked a lot of, inappropriate stuff on social media, I need to say. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg had fallen last night, I believe, in her office. And she had, gone home, but she felt ill, still felt sore. So she checked herself into George Washington University Hospital and was diagnosed with 3 broken ribs. From what I understand, she is still at the hospital, and she is being observed, and, you know, we'll talk about why. And from what we understand, she will recover. She is going to be fine, and it's a painful condition. You don't want to wish this on anybody. You know, she's 85 years old, and broken ribs, unfortunately, can come with, you know, the simplest of falls, a broken hip, you know, and a broken rib, just one, let alone multiple, can put her at risk for pneumonia. We talked about how with broken ribs, that is one of the very few diseases where I will be very liberal with pain medication if you need it. Because when you have a broken rib, you don't want to take a deep breath. It hurts so bad. So you don't want to take a deep breath. And if you aren't breathing in deeply and breathing out deeply, then bacteria can get in. And then they'll sit and set up shop. So whenever you have stasis, not a lot of movement, which is what we call it, it's a breeding ground for infection. And so we want you to be able to expel and blow out anything that is bad that comes in. And so unfortunately, somebody with a rib fracture, we aren't as much worried about them dying of the rib fracture as we are pneumonia. And so they're probably going to watch her breathing. They're going to probably want to make sure her oxygenation is good. And they're going to probably want to make sure that she doesn't start having consolidation or fluid, which could be a sign of infection. Or even fluid buildup could put her into respiratory failure. So her being admitted is appropriate, absolutely. Now, in her absence, the court did go ahead and have a courtroom ceremony welcoming new Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He joined the court last month after a very dramatic and highly contested committee process, one of the most ridiculous circuses I've ever seen. And by the way, we have a new acting Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, with Jeff Sessions being asked to resign. See, being asked to resign to me means fired, but, Jeff Sessions' resignation has now prompted us having Attorney General Matt Whitaker. So going back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I have to admit, a lot of the people on the right have been very, very classy with this and has wished her well. And, you have a older woman who has served this country in a variety of capacities. And, somebody suffering, rib fractures, we should be humane and, wish her a speedy recovery. However, the big elephant in the room is, she is a liberal judge on the Supreme Court in a very highly coveted seat on that Supreme Court. And there is no way you are not going to be bombarded with political innuendos and insinuations of what this could mean. And so when people saw the news of her having a rib fracture, you heard gasps on one side and cheers on the other. And I just want to remind everybody we're humans first. Okay? Despite the political implications of what this could mean. Alright? Somebody was hurt. Okay? That comes first. Don't lose your integrity, your ethics, your soul, right? Because of a, political party. We don't want harm on anybody. Okay? Now, she has had a series of health problems, and we are allowed to talk about what the political ramifications can be. We can't, okay? Apparently, she broke two ribs in a fall back in 2012. She did heal from those. She has had a prior bouts of cancer, had a stent implanted to open up a blocked artery back in 2014. She also, was hospitalized back in 2009 for a bad reaction to a medicine. We are come to found out that she has never missed Supreme Court arguments. Now, the court reconvenes November 26th, which is, after Thanksgiving. So there is a little bit of a hiatus going on right now. Now, if she does break a bone, right, break a rib, we told you big risk that she could have is pneumonia. We are expecting her to recover from this fully. But the question that has surfaced is, when can a Supreme Court justice be asked to resign medically? Well, we don't really have an answer of that. There's a lot of talking about impeachment, but they're not talking about impeaching somebody who could potentially be too, quote unquote, old for the Supreme Court. Impeachment is being brought up because people on the left want to impeach Brett Kavanaugh. So when you look up, and you try to, research, when can a person be asked to leave the Supreme Court, I believe the only time that has been that has happened is when a justice was impeached back in 1805. Associate Justice Samuel Chase had been appointed by President George Washington, and he was accused of allowing his political views to intervene with his decisions and tending to prostitute the court and his position. I think every Supreme Court justice today does seem to kind of, you know, air some sort of political views. I just don't understand how the Supreme Court always seems to be divided on, you know, issues that seem to have a right or a left. But Section 1 of Article 3 in the Constitution says the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior, and shall at stated times receive for their services a compensation, which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. So that phrase, during good behavior, it doesn't talk about health, it doesn't talk about age. As long as they behave, whatever that means, they could basically be on the court for life. Now, I'm not an attorney, but if you do have a Supreme Court justice where we are concerned about dementia, then maybe an impeachment hearing would occur. But from what I understand, that hasn't seemed to happen because most Supreme Court justices will retire when they, you know, before that ever happens. Now, from what I understand, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has vowed to be on the court at least till the year 2020. She, I guess, has hired clerks for the term that also extend to 2020. She says apparently there's no plans for her to retire. She'd been appointed by President Bill Clinton. And some people had even had suggested during Barack Obama's tenure that she step down then so Barack Obama could then appoint a younger judge. And she's a tough cookie. She didn't want to go anywhere. I believe she had pancreatic cancer. She wasn't going anywhere. But you have now people very, very concerned that, you know, she's 85 years old. And if she doesn't, quote unquote, make it, God forbid, that leaves a seat open that the Republicans and Trump can appoint. Now, many of us have wondered, you know, about her physical and health state and mental state. Just because she falls asleep during the State of the Union addresses, and she seems to always look like she falls asleep, from what we understand, she still has her full, you know, abilities. So we wish her well. But, you know, it is a topic that is going to surface if a 85-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, you know, I mean, do we ever test to see if they are medically fit for the Supreme Court? And the answer to that is nope. We wait till they decide to retire on their own. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline caught a lot of people's eyes. Apparently, this is coming out of Alabama, WVTM, Birmingham. And we're finding out that Alabama's largest health insurer, Blue Cross of Alabama, is going to stop covering OxyContin prescriptions. Why? Because they want to be a part of the effort to deter opioid abuse. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama has announced that it is going to stop covering the standard formulation of OxyContin and the generic oxycodone ER. The changes are part of the insurer's opioid management strategy for commercial members. The insurer will, however, cover oxycodone alternatives like Xtampa ER
and Roxy Bond, which are designed to be more difficult to abuse. It will also cover Lucemyra, or I hope I pronounced that right, which is a newly approved non-opioid designed to treat symptoms of opioid withdrawal. Now, according to Alabama's Opioid Action Plan, there were 741 overdose deaths in 2016. The insurer said in a statement that opioid prescriptions have decreased 18% in the last 2 years, but continued action is needed. So, first of all, I want to commend Blue Cross of Alabama. They're getting a lot of heat for this because they're offering alternatives. If they were just going to drop OxyContin, that's bad. Right? And they know that's bad because they have people that have pain. And why would anybody buy a health insurance plan that isn't going to cover them if they have pain? Now, these are more expensive medications. All right, I'm not sure if they're going to lower the price or they're covering it means somebody else has a higher out-of-pocket, you know, pay, copay. But it probably wouldn't hurt their clientele or their numbers, excuse me, of clientele, because at least they have an option. And if it is a higher copay, people are desperate, they'll pay it. But I do want to urge insurance companies to be very, very careful when they want to be a part of the effort to deter opioid abuse. Many insurance companies have been kind of jumping on the bandwagon going, okay, you know what? We're not going to cover OxyContin. Woohoo, yay, good, good, good. Yeah, see, you know, we get some headlines. People are proud of them. They're like, oh, yeah, good job. You're not going to cover OxyContin. That's good. Okay, well, I understand you want to be a part of this effort, you know, and you know, people are, you know, from the other side are criticizing you for not doing anything. So you could at least say, look, we stopped covering the medication. We are doing our part. I get that. The problem is in an effort to have good PR, you could unfortunately be, you know, putting a lot of people at risk. And so when I say I want insurance companies to be careful, realize that there are ramifications if pain medications aren't covered. Now, I understand OxyContin. OxyContin has been for decades a huge, you know, sore spot and, you know, a blemish on the pain management field because many people found it so effective that it was very easy to get dependent on, and it was very easy to abuse. So the company ended up the, oh my gosh, I, for the life of me, I just lost, I just lost the, pharmaceutical company that makes OxyContin. No, we just talked about it. Purdue, that's it. Sorry. Had a brain fart there. So Purdue did listen to calls and make a, you know, more, a medicine more difficult to abuse. But these medications, there's a demand for. So when there's a demand, we hope somebody supplies. The problem is you have a lot of other pharmaceutical companies watching what's happening to Purdue. Just like we saw pharmacies watch what happened to a major pharmacy chain when they were getting fined and sued for filling opioid prescriptions. Nobody wants to get bad PR. Nobody wants to lose money on a drug. Nobody wants to lose clients. And so the more we see certain pain medications get, shall we say, blacklisted, the less we're going to have pharmaceutical companies want to make the next new and approved pain medication. I mean, look, the FDA had just approved a new powerful pain medication that's supposed to be, what, 100 times more powerful than morphine, similar to fentanyl? And it was all over the news going, what is the FDA doing? We have an opioid crisis. All right. Well, and I'm going, guys, okay? All right. Unfortunately, there's a good number of us that will at one point in our lives or another be in some real bad pain. Now, hopefully we never need something of the likes of a fentanyl category. But there are some real, real bad diseases out there. There are some real painful conditions out there. And when the lower dose medications start to not work anymore because you gain a tolerance, you may need some of these stronger medications. And if you have pharmaceutical companies that go, no, I can't take a risk of developing and putting millions, if not billions of dollars into drug development just to have some big PR campaign, smear us later, sue us later, and not cover our drug. You know what? Let's kind of skip the whole pain management. Can we do something else? Pharmaceutical companies could pick any group of drugs they want to develop. They look at the market, they see what needs to be done, what they can do, what they could do differently, and that's what they go for. So I just don't see a lot of new R&D coming around the bend for pain medications for people in chronic pain. And we're going to have more people, especially in our country with chronic pain, because we are doing phenomenal when it comes to living longer and combating heart disease and other sorts of ailments that used to take us out in our 40s and 50s when we were middle age. Now that we're living to our 60s and 70s and 80s, our knees aren't gonna, keep their cartilage forever. Our backs are gonna, start to, compress and have some issues. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, pain from having 3 rib fractures. She's gonna need something for that pain so she could take deep breaths and so she doesn't get a pneumonia. I mean, pain happens, unfortunately, to all of us. You don't wish it on any of us. And so, luckily, with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, they are going to cover other alternatives. But there are companies out there that want to say, okay, look, we're dropping OxyContin too. We're dropping it, all right? But then, when we notice that the opioid crisis still doesn't seem to, subside, we're going to have more of a push for companies and insurance companies to drop more drugs. Well, in Alabama, them having 741 deaths in 2016, that's serious. That's 741 too many. But Alabama has thousands of people that have pain issues. We might need to be a little bit more strategic of how we try to fight the opioid epidemic. To fight the opioid epidemic, we do need to, man everybody with Narcan and naloxone, medications to reverse it. We also need to develop drugs that are non-narcotic based that could help address pain, neuropathic pain. We also need to have more rehab services, right? And, we do need to have a lot of education and a lot of, work with people new to pain medications. But, that could take decades. And, unfortunately, these moves to drop pain medications are happening within minutes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab-tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.